Well, you came back to win 3-1 and Jordan Moore supplied all the goals. Would you feel he should have scored more?
He could have, we just told him after, he could have 2 or 3 himself. I thought he was unplayable at times today, he was great. And I pointed out to the rest of us, without him today I think we would have struggled. He played really well and he's a threat, as I said, but he is a goal scorer and he should be scoring goals himself. But for us, for me, he was great to have in the team because he created and he looked after kind of young James coming on at the end, creating his goal. So for things like that, he's great and he was a real threat. And as I said, we needed him today.
The game didn't start off the way you wanted it to.
Well, I actually thought we were all right for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. We did okay, and then all of a sudden we just became sloppy. We didn't pass properly. We never done the right things, and we got in the final third over. We weren't great, we weren't defending properly, we were getting caught with too many long balls. And said Lewis Martin and Declan's been great last 5-6 weeks, very consistent, and said they were up against today. I thought their number 9, if it was, played quite well. So it was, yeah, he was good. I thought it was difficult for them, but when it comes like we need to defend more as a team and be more of a unit, we didn't do that today. So I said that's something, we've got the game video today, we don't do it all the time, and we're going to have sit back and have a look at it this week, and be good for them. I actually don't see it very often. So it was just disappointing first half, but they got a reaction second half. We got touring about them at half time, just told them they need to be better, and it's, if they do turn up, then we'll win the game. And we did that second half, and I think we deserve to win it in the end.
You're all over them in the second half.
Yeah, we were from the start, and I think you need to do that. See, they're one up, they had something to hang on to, so we need to come at them straight away. So we did it first 5-2 minutes, and it kind of sets the tone. But you see the goalkeeper, he had 2 or 3 great saves, and you just think, is it coming? So to get the goals, and we did, and to be fair, there was 3 good goals, and we had to beat because he was a good goalkeeper, played well today, so delighted with that.
And I've heard the gaffer say before that you're always your most vulnerable after you lose a goal, and that was almost proved the point. It was disappointing.
We should have stopped the cross, and we weren't picking up in the middle, and we spoke about that, and there was a few boys looked a bit tired. So we changed it around after that, and I think we got a wee reaction after that. So said you've got to look after it. It's important when you score, you need to settle down, and we were on top. So said they always looked a threat going forward.
Mm-hmm. So you can look forward to the next round.
Yeah, it's great. See, that's what we spoke about. We did it last season. It kept things sticking along. It was good. It's good for the kids. They always look forward to the draw and who you get. And I think it's January or February time, I think, the next round. So that's us into the quarterfinals, and we'll see what we get.
Well done.
Perfect. Enjoy. Thank you.